I'm joined by Nadeem Houri from Human Rights Watch, who's monitoring the situation in Syria from Beirut. Nadeem, what's the latest you're hearing from Deraa?
Look, information remains very difficult to obtain from Deraa. The circling of the town, the blackout imposed by the army and the security forces remains quite effective to a large extent. You know, we are receiving secondhand information that is quite worrying about bodies, bodies on the ground, more than 30 people killed over the last 2 days, campaigns of arrest. But we're not being able to confirm that directly with anyone from Deraa, despite efforts to call people. The internet remains cut off, cell phones, landlines are cut off, and even some of the sat phones may have run out of battery at this point because we're not able to get through to people with those phones.
Video has been circling on Al Jazeera and elsewhere of reporting to show troops who are wounded after refusing to fire on protesters. How credible do you think that video footage is?
Look, I mean, I can't speak to it. We've heard as well reports that there were some, officers refusing to shoot and that may have, there had been some sort of internal problems within the army. But it's impossible to confirm this with any sense of certainty. Clearly, we know that there has been some tension, that there have been some different sources reporting that there were some tension between different army units, but there's no independent confirmation.
What is possible to confirm is that more than 200 Ba'ath Party members have resigned in protest. How significant do you think that is?
There's clearly been dissent from former allies of the regime in Deraa. We saw that a few days ago with the two members of parliament, and now we're seeing it with these reports of Ba'ath Party members from Deraa, withdrawing their membership. Whether that would, snowball into a larger protest movement from within the ranks of the regime remains to be seen. But clearly, the security military option used by the regime against Deraa is pushing people from Deraa, who in the past have supported the regime, to reconsider their points of view.
And how significant do you think that is?
I think the significance depends on whether this will snowball into other parts of Syria. You know, I think the regime and the government have made the decision that they will use force to crush any of the protest movement in Syria. And I suspect they would be willing to crush even former allies from that region. But the question is, if that movement gains momentum in other parts of the country, then it will become, more of a threat.
What are you hearing from other parts of the country, if anything?
Sorry, I didn't hear your question.
What are you hearing from other parts of Syria?
Well, look, we're getting reports over the last 3 days of campaigns of arrest around Damascus, and that's very worrying. In Douma, on Monday and Tuesday, we spoke to some families who reported that men were taken from their houses, were detained and taken from their houses, and that the security forces had lists of people that they were looking for, and that these towns were circled with checkpoints. So that's the other main concern right now, is these arrest campaigns, particularly given that we've documented that many of those being detained are being subjected to ill treatment and torture.
Do you have any idea of the numbers of people arrested?
It's very hard to give any specific number in Syria. Some of the Syrian activists were keeping track of those arrested, but that number quickly went beyond 1,000 individuals. And the problem is, it's a revolving door detention policy. They arrest a lot of people. We're talking hundreds from a specific town. They may release some 2 days later and others 4 days later. given the difficulties in communication, given the lack of access to many of these towns, it's very hard to have an accurate number. But clearly, I mean, we're talking in the thousands. I mean, definitely confirmed more than 1,400, but maybe many others whom we don't know about.
And what about the number of deaths in the violence? Some people are talking about 500.
Yeah, you know, it's very hard, to confirm, because we don't know how many people died in Daraa since Monday. And that would be an important statistic to take into account. Going, you know, after last Friday's shooting, where more than 100 people were killed, according to our list, at least 350 protesters were killed at that point. Now, other Syrian groups have actually compiled lists that had more than 450 names, and those may very well be accurate. It just has been impossible for us to confirm all these extra deaths.
The UN Security Council last night failed to agree on any statement condemning what's been going on in Syria. Did that disappoint you?
Yes, we are very disappointed. And it would be interesting to hear those who oppose it, countries like Russia, India, and China, what protection they are willing to offer for protesters who are being shot at inside Syria. I think the key right now is to focus on tomorrow's session at the Human Rights Council and to push for an international investigation into the grave human rights violations occurring in Syria today.
Okay, Nadeem, thank you very much.
Thank you. Sorry, I couldn't be more precise.